Welcome to the Seed of Peace podcast. I'm your host, Katie Johnson. It is my humble mission to plant this powerful seed into hearts all around the world so we can connect to our roots, embody our truth, and be free to live a life that feels like our own. This one's for the change makers, the seekers, the healers and self-healers, the ones who know there's more to life. Driven by the values of depth, authenticity, growth, and unity, this podcast is a direct, unedited transmission guided with the intention to return you to a deeply embodied sense of peace and purpose. Hello, and welcome back to another episode. Thank you so much for being here again with me today. I woke up this morning really feeling so inspired to talk about authenticity. I suppose building on from the previous episode where we talked about the concept of self-identity. And if you haven't listened to that episode, do check it out. But I felt really, really fired up to talk a bit more about authenticity and specifically, like, why is it so important? Like, what is it and why is it so important? So that's what this chat's going to be about. And yeah, I mean, building on from the previous episode where I talked about how important values are, I would say, yeah, one of my top values would be authenticity. So then naturally there was that spaciousness that kind of formed around it. Like, why is that so important to me? Why is it so important in general? So authenticity is essentially having a sense of knowing your truth, right? Let's actually look up the definition of authenticity because that's always interesting. So it says, oh, well, that's great. The quality of being authentic. Well, fine. Authentic definition then. What does it mean to be authentic? Well, it means to be real. Of undisputed origin and not a copy. Genuine. There we go. That's a good word. Genuine. So this feeling of knowing who you are genuinely. And in the previous episode, we talked about how this is a very, very difficult question to answer. And there is an answer to it. But sometimes it's not enough for humans. So a more sort of informative answer that we can, a more informative question that we can ask is, what am I? It's kind of just recapping on what I talked about, but authenticity, yeah, it's about having this genuine feeling of, aha, this is who and what I am. When you have that sense of authenticity, you can then step into alignment, right? So when we don't have a sense of who we are, what we are, how can you possibly align to what is true to you when you don't know what is true to you? Does that make sense? So my point being that if you want to live a life that feels truly like yours and that feels in alignment with who and what you are, you need to first get clear on the core of who and what you are. Because any other effort at building a life is essentially just trial and error. And actually there is a quality of this trial and error experience that sort of informs, okay, is this in alignment with who I am? And, you know, through that, we can kind of find this sense of authenticity, find this sense of self. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong necessarily, but there is a fast track to living a life that feels like yours. Apologies for the breakfast going on in the background. And it involves you taking the time to figure out who you are by means of asking what qualities define you. So let's talk about this on the flip side, right? When you are living a life that is not in alignment with your values, i.e. what you are, this version of life, right, when you are living this alternative version of life that doesn't feel like you, it acts as a mirror to show you the divide between who you are at your core versus the life that you are living and the experience of life that is presenting itself to you. So you start to feel very disconnected and disengaged from the experience of life, which is very, very similar to a few aspects of what depression feels like. And a little note on depression, of course I will be doing probably many episodes talking about experiences of depression, but just in this context, there is such a high prevalence of depression in the world at this present moment, right? When you look to nature, you will see that absolutely nothing is placed there that doesn't serve a purpose of some description, especially when it is showing up in abundance or in a strong prevalence. So I kind of see this with depression. Like, if it is showing up this much, A, yes, of course, it's a symptom of something, and I believe it's a symptom of people living these two different lives, right? And the more severe the depression, the more it indicates that there's a bigger divide between the life that they're living versus who and what they are. The other thing is, I also feel that this prevalence of depression is, it must serve a function. Like, I believe that function is to just wake us up, right? To show us that mirror of like, how much longer can I go on living like this? How much longer can I go on living a life that doesn't feel like mine? And I'm not saying everyone's doing it. I'm hoping that many people listening to this right now really feel like, wow, don't know what you're talking about. That doesn't resonate. Because I am living a life that really, really feels like mine and I'm enjoying it. But, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there who do feel this, right? And I feel extraordinarily grateful that I've had the opportunities to create space for transformation in my life so that I can now be reminded that yes, this is indeed a life that is aligned with me and my values. Now, another added component of this life that doesn't feel like our own is there's a lot of pressure to live this version of life through societal expectations, like expectations from parents, from friends, from, you know, our own expectations of what we're supposed to be and who we should be and how we're not matching up to that. And there's definitely a great role that pressure can play, for sure. But when you are putting pressure on yourself to create a version of life that is not actually what your soul wants to live, you'll feel like you're losing yourself. And the paradox here is, oftentimes it is not until you take the steps and get to, like, super embedded into living and creating this not aligned life that wakes you up to what your soul actually wants. So really, there's nowhere that you're going wrong in the grand scheme of things. You are on your journey, and really every step that you take is returning to your wholeness. It's true. When you really, really zoom out the whole picture, you're never really going wrong. But you may be taking the scenic route, and again, what's wrong with that? You're taking the scenic route. Sometimes the scenic route can lead you to like an old abandoned bridge. And again, it's just more adventurous, right? That's kind of the way that I see life now. But this is where intuition and those kind of gut feelings can come in. And if you are somebody who is naturally extremely intuitive and is connected to it, then you will know what I mean. I really do believe that most people, I think everyone has a quality of intuition, absolutely. And it's like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. But one thing that I think can also be a really good compass is desire and passion, right? So I think desire, I think it's an incredible, incredible experience, but when desires have been continually suppressed, there's a tendency, as with anything, for them to compensate by overexpressing. So sometimes, until we get into a more balanced, stabilized state of being, we just need to hold space for the possibility that our desires, maybe we can't fully trust because they might be a little bit overexpressed because we have spent so long suppressing them. But what's underneath desire is passion, right? And when you have passion for something, that is really an invitation to trust and use that as your guide. So oftentimes, a life that feels authentically yours will feel extremely fueled with passion, filled with passion, and to the point where you might be doing the most mundane thing that you could be doing in a version of life that doesn't feel like yours, and yet you feel so present, like an active participant of your life, because it really is yours. And the truth is, even when you are living a version of life that doesn't feel like yours, it is still your life. It is still your journey. But you can start to build more of a connection with your experience of life when you build more of a connection of what it actually means to be you, and to have a clearer picture of who that person is, what it feels like to be that person, what it feels like to live that person's life. And this is where we talk about being the creator of your experience, the co-creator, right? Because you're not doing this alone. Yeah. Wow. So I just literally woke up this morning and I just felt this transmission coming through. And there was this idea of how when we are putting that pressure on ourselves to achieve and create a life that really isn't actually aligned, that's where a lot of the pain comes from, because we're trying to, it's like trying to fit a round peg into a square hole. You know, we're trying to just like widen this capacity, and it's just not going to fit. No matter how you shift the pieces around, it's not going to fit. It's like trying to build a jigsaw puzzle with puzzle pieces from a completely different box. And then the most fucked up thing is we then take it upon ourselves to say that we're not good enough. I don't fit in. It's all down to me, and it's not. Like if a flower doesn't bloom, you don't start telling the flower off, do you? You look at the environment that it's in. Is the pot the right size for it? What's the soil looking like? Has it been watered? Does it need some extra fertilizer? Does it need some nice words, you know? And, you know, I don't want that to be like an enabling thing where people are like, oh, okay, I just need to, you know, move across the world. I mean, if that's what you need to do, then for sure, follow your heart. But do take that with a level of discernment, right? Yes, 100% we need to be accountable for where we are playing the part of our flower not blooming. But you also need to understand that the possibility is that the life around you simply is not the right environment, that it is reflecting the divide, and that divide is really an invitation to build a bridge, or go straight into that valley and learn more about your depths, which is another big value of mine. So, I hope that in amongst all of that, there were some little pearls that you can take with you, and I hope they serve you on your journey. Thank you once again so much for being here with me today. Peace and love to you always, from my heart to yours. Bye.